Hey folks, welcome to episode 52 of the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. It's been a year since the first episode, and dipping back into the bag of tricks with this oldie but goodie, with a slightly different spin. I can't remember what I used to do before my mailbag debut. What did I do before? You know, I've had a lot of fun with this show. Wasn't sure how long it would last, though. This past year's been so much fun, and I hope to do it more. It's been a year singing stupid songs about Tony and Will Bond. The littles have been kind, and I thank you. One whole year, all the trivia you asked, that was answered on this podcast. How did this ever last? Episode 52, it's been a year.
Welcome to the one-year anniversary episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. It's kind of unbelievable it's been going this long. Every week, I sit down on a weekend and record one of these silly things, and it's changed a bit over the past year, but generally still the same thing, still a little yakking, trying not to talk too much, just playing all the songs from Tony's show and the website that you may have missed or that you haven't heard in a while. So today we've got a great show. I wanted to start out first. There's going to be a new Kickstarter coming out in the next week or so. A few of the other littles and I from Tony's show are going to be getting together in June or July for a, I wouldn't call it a concert, but it's going to be a live performance slash party, probably somewhere here close to Annandale, Virginia, and should be happening the last week of June or sometime mid-July on a Saturday night. We'll be getting together, still working out logistics for the space, but to help promote that and as an incentive as part of the Kickstarter, I had a TK Jingles World Tour t-shirt designed. And the silly t-shirt design is actually one of the things that instigated the idea of, hey, why don't we just actually make this thing real, even if it's one night only and we're not actually touring the world. So I'd ask for folks to retweet or favorite some items on Facebook, on the TK Jingles Facebook page, if you liked the t-shirt design. And there were 136 folks that participated in that, which is great. Jason Barkey was the random prize winner. So Jason, if you're listening, email podcast@tkjingles.com to claim your shirt. And if you're not listening, that's one more shirt I don't have to send out. So awesome. Everybody's a winner today. All right. So new details on that are going to be coming next week. I'm really excited about it. Depending on how much money we raise for that Kickstarter, we'll be able to bring KJ down and some other folks. Joe Arrow and I are committed. We're local and have got some email commitments from a few other folks. So I'm pretty excited. I think even Mark Stern said he'd come out there. So I don't know what exactly we'd have him do, and logistics with him are always a challenge. So, you know, that's a tentative commitment right there. You know, Nigel could end up in the drunk tank the night before or something. We don't see him, but we'll see. Today's show is great. We've got 8 jingles here in the upfront segment, then a featured segment by KJ Owenstad. I've asked littles that write these jingles or that perform or whatever else, if you'd like to be a part of this podcast, the whole TK Jingles thing is just a crowdsourced phenomenon. So I open it up in this new year to anybody. If you'd like to send in a 4 or 5 minute clip of yourself DJing over some tunes or sharing some behind the scenes chatter about, you know, how you wrote something or how you performed something. If it's good, I'd love to play it here. If it's not, maybe we'll just play a small clip of it and we can all laugh about it together. So up front, you know, Bill Simmons was on Tony's show last week, and this whole jingle thing, as I've said before, take it too seriously, but Nigel, I think, tweeted out at 4 p.m. that Bill was going to be on the show. So when I got home from work at about 6, I immediately sat down and started cramming, like, what can I do so that this can play on Thursday's show? Because Friday probably will be snowed out. And, you know, Bill Simmons, I've sent in a few random things to Grantland before and never get past any kind of filter. So I thought it would be really cool if there was a song about Bill that he was able to hear, and I would make sure that I peppered it with some references for the junk that he likes, like wrestling and some of his columns that are taking forever to write. And I sent it in, And unfortunately, Nigel wrote me back on Thursday night and said, wow, I just saw this. It's great. I'm definitely playing it tomorrow if there's a show. But then for whatever reason, Bill wasn't at the show. So it was one of those jingles that was like, you know, you really shouldn't have played my song because Tony doesn't get the wrestling jokes. Tori, it was totally over her head. It was just like, I thought it was a total thud. So if you like Bill Simmons, hopefully you enjoyed it. I really liked it. He'll never hear it, but we'll play it here today and we can all hopefully enjoy it. Then after that, we've got a collaboration by Judo Fuse and Bill Springer to Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. And when I saw this one posted, I was 99% sure the song had been done before, but it looks like it hasn't. So it's great. It's great performance, great lyric, wonderful jingle. Then we have a duet written by Kyle and then performed by Patrick Moffitt and KJ Onstad, the Joe Cocker version of Get By With Little Help From My Friends about the Sheehan Boys. And that was a big hit on the show last week. And then Have I Told You Lately That I Had That by KJ. This is sure to air. It's hilarious. It's great and great performance. Then I did a jingle shortly after Jay Gruden announced that RG3 was starting. I have a lot of remorse isn't the right word, but a lot of self-awareness that the Goodbye RG3 jingle that I did last year seems not to be coming true as quickly as we all had thought it might. I am always looking to continue the narrative and make jokes about whatever's going on today. So right now, it looks like Griffin's back, and so this is a song about that and how clearly Jay Gruden is not in charge anymore. Then we have a collaboration by John Welsh and Burt Ayers, Far From the Purple Line. This one's great. And then Brad Weiss with another wonderful contribution to the Beatles' Misery. That seems to be the Brad Weiss wheelhouse, anything Beatles. And then Stan Longhofer did a jingle to Dulcinea from Man of La Mancha. And I think just last week I was ranting about how we shouldn't do the same songs all the time. And I've done this song before, but I thought this was different enough and, you know, kind of a hypocrite about this, I guess. So I said, I'm going to do this even though the song's been done before because I think this will be funny. I do think that if we do it often enough, this whole thing will kind of lose steam if we're just like doing, unless it's Hallelujah or something, if we're just doing the same song, like if next week we had Cranberry Sage, Rosemary and Thyme or whatever, it would be pretty awful. So then after that, it's about Tony's social media guru over at PTI, Serafina, and how she doesn't know any of the songs that he knows or the musicians he knows, and he doesn't know any of the garbage that she knows. And I got some notes from Bonnie Burko. I guess this one was a big hit at the PTI studio on Friday. They were all laughing about it, and Bonnie was singing it around the halls to Serafina all day. And of course, as I had said in the lyrics, she had never heard of Man of La Mancha and had never heard of Dulcinea. So, bullseye. Then we're going to have KJ's featured segment, which is going to be great. And then I'm going to play a couple of the popular tunes from the past week. The Maria Shaputzva tune that's been getting a lot of plays, and Joe Arrow's wonderful Satch in the Cradle. And then we'll end with a bonus song and a mailbag. So stick around. Episode 52. Hopefully it's as good as episode 32? I don't know. Enjoy.
I'm so fired. I guess this is goodbye. I'm so fired. Why didn't I just stick to PTI? I'll never finish my trade value column now, 'cause I just ran out of time. You ask, Bill, why'd you go on? Well, I was in town filling in for Will Bond, but now I've blown it like unmasking Kane. How did this happen? Why isn't this taped? Wait, why am I so worried? Isn't this just a local show? It's on from 10 to 12 and only reaches about 30 homes. I still have TV blogs and podcasts. Who needs radio? Those are all favorites of mine.
box slowly till my scale passes one line so flat. Start shipping me products into the ASAP. But keep sage, cranberry, and thyme. I eat them with ice cream standing at my seat. Shovel the stream, give them a hat and they'll salt your driveway. They will try to clear a path for your feet.
It's Bible Help, she yells.
It's time to call the shambles.
Help, she yells.
Yes, we're gonna need
we
the shambles. They all go to school.
Does he find some phantom Clark teen?
Maybe I'll call Nigel for a ride.
Only if you want to die on the way.
You're right, I'd better stick with the sheep. Nobody wastes salt like a
sheep.
I'm serious, what happened to all that salt, boys?
Told you lately that I had that. Have I told you there's no one else who had that? Just in case you missed it, I'll tell you once more I picked it. It's no trouble, that's what I do. PTI, Wilbon tries to deny what I've done. And at the end of the day, he'll eat that crow and say, you're the one, number one. Have I told you that I believe?
Griffin's benched, I guess Jay's in charge. Wait, now Griffin'll start. Why announce that before March? Oh, I know. 'Cause Snyder writes the checks, so Griffin gets to throw. It's Danny's show. At one point RG3 was toast, but now who knows? Nobody knows. It looks like Gruden's still the coach, but has no votes. It's getting old. I don't know who said things have changed. It's status quo. Status quo. What a sh-ta show up.
His loathing scowl grows. Stooped over the sink of his Chevy Chase boat. He twines his fingers slowly to form a crude saloon. And when I touched his skin, my fingers ran with arms. In the husking dust, he's Mr. Altruism to be sure. Made his way through Rock Creek Park to watch the cherries bloom. A strange hunger haunted me, the loathing shadow danced. I fell under thorny gaze and saw diminished land. When the summer warms their yards and the junk unfolds, unseemly strangers come to buy his neighbor's clothes. They come to save some cash and trips to cross his lawn. Oh, the plight of being rich, they never should be born.
I'm crying 'cause it's so hilarious. Now Scherzer's on the team. It's stupid, don't you think? So just bring me my ring. Hilarious. Folks have said of me, I'm prone to injury. It's only both my knees. Hilarious. I will hoist trophies all over Washington. This will be the third or fourth that I have won, and I'm not done. I'm still the MVP, and Mike Rizzo loves me until free agency. Hilarious. Hilarious. Hilarious.
Avoided it too long. Never texted nor twittered nor Facebooked in all of my life. PTI says that's wrong. They want me online or maybe on Fleek or on Vine. Serafina, Serafina, won't you please Twitter for me, Serafina, and YouTube me a few videos and make them viral, Serafina, Serafina. If I reach out to thee, do not snicker or sneer at the Hall of Fame greats you don't know. In 6 months or so, no one will know Fabulous, but they'll still love Fats Domino. Serafina, Serafina, you'll be the end of my career, Serafina. And I'm sure that you've never heard of this song either. Serafina, Serafina.
You're gonna hear something different if it's good or true. total garbage, you can say. I'm phoning it in now. I'm letting someone else host the show now. I'm phoning it in now. Let's try something new and hear how it sounds.
Alrighty then. So first of all, I want to say thanks to Jerry for asking me to do this. I'll try not to babble on, as I'm told that I tend to do sometimes. Hashtag get to the point. But anyway, because I'm anal, or I prefer to call it organized, when Jerry asked me to, you know, pick a few of my jingles and talk about them, I immediately just put them into categories in my head, like my favorite all-around jingle, my favorite ukulele jingle, you know, my favorite jingle I've done about the podcast delay. So I've loosely structured it that way. So anyway, I think anyone who's ever had a jingle air on Mr. Tony's show would tell you that it's an awesome feeling. It's a great experience. It's a great affirmation, baby. In fact, when a jingle airs, you can see it on tkjingles.com, or if I refer to emails that I've exchanged with fellow jinglers, it's always the reaction that we talk about the most. I mean, I think we get as excited as for each other about the reactions and about the airtime, but the reactions in particular, as Mr. Tony does when he sees Aldridge on TV. I mean, who could forget the epic reaction of Tim Kirkchin in response to John Fitzpatrick's Summer of 69? I mean, that was just classic. But if you were to ask me what is my favorite reaction, and believe me, nobody has asked, but if you were to ask me what is my favorite reaction to a jingle of mine that has aired, my answer might surprise you, because I have gotten some really nice reactions, especially lately with the Roxanne and the Etta James parodies that I did. But for me, hands down, it's got to be the time when I was lucky enough to sit in studio with them this past April, and they played one of my songs. Just getting to see their faces while that jingle was playing was really something else. And for that reason, it'll probably always be my favorite reaction to a jingle that I've had air.
Well, let me tell you a story of a man named Tony, a cranky old bald orange man. He will not tweet a word, can't plug in a toaster, and I'm scared he's bound for the OPN. But will he ever return? Well, his contract he's earned, but his fate is still unlearned.
Sons of bitches.
He may roam forever at the Browserbot bookstore. Give him a contract so he can return. Now it's time for the mail at the radio station. Time to hear what the littles think. From Carla Corrado to Brendan Borzelli, they all think that this show stinks. But will he ever return? Well, his contract he's earned, but his fate is still unlearned.
What's your deal?
He may roam forever along the streets of Rockville. Give him a contract so he can return.
So after Jerry started the, you know, the modern jingles as we know them, with his We Didn't Start the Fire parody, Mr. Tony had asked other littles to get involved and start sending these in because he really loved them. And so at the time I thought, well, that would be fun, but I don't know how to do backing tracks. I don't know how to use GarageBand or any of that other software. So what can I do? And I just decided, well, why don't I play the songs? And I didn't know how to play ukulele, but I had wanted to learn because I'd already tried and failed to learn both guitar and mandolin. So I thought, you know, I've been told that ukulele was easier. So that's what I did. I learned how to play ukulele and wrote my first jingle. You know, some of my family and friends, non-TK listeners, will ask, well, what do you have to write about that you've done 50 jingles? What do you have to write about? All of us littles know there's a lot to write about with Mr. Tony, with his silly rants and his 1% problems. But one of my favorite topics to write about is the podcast delay, because it's such a stupid concept and it makes all of us angry. It really does make for great jingle fodder. So for me, this next song I'm going to play fits into those two of those categories that I was talking about earlier. in that it's one of my favorite ukulele songs. In fact, it's the first ukulele song I ever did, so I guess I'm only going downhill. But also, it is about one of my favorite topics to write about. So here's Podcast Delay. Sometimes you don't have to worry about what you're going to write about because someone else has done it for you. Those are always great fun to do, and some of my favorite jingles have been collaborations, like this one, written by just about the best friend that I've got who I've never actually met, the ridiculously funny Mr. Brad Weiss.
Whenever I hear someone who's kvetching on the air, and let's face it, when isn't he kvetching on the air? This soul of mine starts to die inside. And if someone tries to name a tune, I guess they're gonna eat it too. I know, it isn't very bright. And even on delay, because that damn podcast's always delayed, just listen and you'll hear unpleasant gripes. Info for life, though he's not nice, since he is Kornheiser. Why, listen to Kornheiser. He can't stand your rained on bike, won't bet World Cup lines, all those names he can't pronounce. Ooh! He'll beg for a hat to wear on his absent hair. All that swag too much to count, cause he's Kornheiser. That's right, Tony Porthauser. You'll find that his temper's short, hardly talks of sports, so much stuff he doesn't know. But what's new? Cause this one's a really big stinking show.
This last one is one of my earlier efforts. In fact, it was the first non-ukulele jingle I did. But it's my favorite all-around jingle. Because it embodies what I think makes a great jingle. One, it's a great song to parody. Two, it's a song that I personally love. And three, a song where the lyrics just kind of wrote themselves. This one came together in probably about 15 minutes, and it's still my favorite solo jingle that I've done. Thanks for listening, y'all.
He's never actually typed a text. He never does stay till the end of the movie. And he loves a good sweater vest. And he might throw things like coffee creamer. But every day we tune in wondering who will he be crushing. Kevin with the forecast got his heads in blushing. We don't care. He buys Cadillacs with straight cash and everybody likes PTI previews, Hornaday reviews, old guy Bob Ryan, finally the mailbag, here it comes. What's Nigel gonna pick today? And we'll always be loyal, loyal. Littles of the TK Show. This kind of show is just for for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Could he be cooler, cooler? Can't everybody be? But we think he rules, he rules. So read those notes, Tony.
All right. Thank you, KJ. As Tony would say, how great was that? That was a lot of fun for me. Thank you so much for participating in that, KJ. And I hope that all you listening enjoyed that as much as I did and got a little break from me playing like 90% of the material on this show and speaking. So having said that, now we're going to play a song that I sang. I went back and, you know, one of the things I'd like to do in this last segment here before the mailbag is either play bonus songs or songs that are really popular this week that, you know, folks are listening to. If you haven't heard the radio show lately or haven't been to the website lately, you can still hear them. So I wanted to play the Shaputzva Maria tune and then Joe Arrow's Cats in the Cradle, which is just great and got a great reaction in studio. And then a new demo I was working on about an hour ago before I started recording this podcast. And then we'll have the mailbag and get out of here. Enjoy.
A word I can use to gain nachos from Jews.
Shaputzva.
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 Shaputzva. With a wonderful stick like this, I could never lose.
Shaputzva.
Shaputzva.
Shaputzva. Shaputzva.
Shaputzva. A great Yiddish word called shaputzva. And when the word is said, a wave of Jewish cred for me. Shaputzva, I'll top off my speech with shaputzva. Then I'll be such a maker, address the goyim later, you'll see. Shaputzva, say it loud, many votes it'll win ya. Say it soft like a Jew from Virginia. Shaputzva, I'll never stop saying shaputzva. I'll admit chutzpah may have been a more geheric word. Shaputzva.
Well, my podcast arrived just the other day, a few weeks late, yeah, the usual way. He had planes to catch, phone bills to pay. He learned to text while I was away, and he was catching for I knew it. And with a sigh, he said, I'll never drive like you, Knight. It was pure hell driving with you. Well, that was Satch on vacation at the Super Bowl, basking in the glow of his American troll. A week in California, hope it goes real fast. I'm waiting on my next podcast, Tone. You know I need my next podcast. It was 10:30 just the other day. Wilbon's on the phone and he's talking about the games. Are you surprised? Mike said, not today. He knew it all along because that's his way. As he hung up the phone, Tony said with a grin, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I wanna be like him. And it's 11:51, so here's a mailbag too. Got some notes and faxes and some emails too. When you're reading mine, Tony says we'll see. I'll read your mail in hour three, son. We'll get to yours in hour three.
Let me tell you about a show that airs on DC Radio. The host is orange and really old. He's kvetching every day. Loves to hear about the stars you met. so send him just a brief vignette. Kendrick hates him, he ain't over it yet. He's fetching every day. Fetching, fetching. Doesn't his show sound great? He's fetching, fetching, yeah, fetching his life away.
He'll read your name on his podcast, Littles. Here's all you have got to do. Send in your thoughts to Jerry. Maybe write an iTunes store review. His apps are running on smartphones. Mad skills he has shown. They're out on Androids and Apples. Did you know Windows made a phone? Just write to him. Here's where he'll read your name.
Thank you, John Fitzpatrick, for that mailbag jingle. You know, we've been doing this a year, and I think there probably are 10 or so of those custom TK jingles, but I don't think I've heard a new one in 6 months or so. So if anybody feels like being featured in this last segment and would like to send me something, you can reach me podcast@tkjingles.com or at Jerry Negrelli on Twitter. And speaking of Twitter, I'd just like to read a few tweets and then get you out of here. I hope you enjoy the show, and here we go. So up first, this is one of my constant pet peeves or frustrations, I guess, with Twitter and Facebook and everything. Chris Dobberine says, there's a mobile app now? I need to pay more attention. So there's this podcast, there are the mobile apps, there's the website, there's all these different things going on, and I don't want to be a pain in the neck by constantly tweeting about it or posting on Facebook, but the nature of social media, if you don't read it in the first hour that it's posted, you probably miss it. So you have to be kind of a pest and repost things, which then can alienate people. So it's trying to strike a balance between overposting jingle stuff and not posting anything at all so people don't even know that some of these things exist. So hopefully I'm striking a good balance, but you can send me your feedback on Twitter or Facebook if you have any suggestions or feedback. Then I've been working on a Silverchair jingle with my brother Jeff for, 6 months, 9 months. It's an idea I had and I wrote probably in the fall of 2013 or 20, I don't even know. I mean, it's been a long time. And since he was such a huge Silverchair fan as a kid and like knows all their songs, I thought it would be fun if rather than just taking some karaoke track, he collaborated with me on putting together an instrumental. And he's been working on it, but he's got to get all this fancy new equipment. So he's got a new drum machine coming in and various things. So it's been taking forever. And I tweeted about it, and Judo Fuse said that the 6 months that Jeff's working on it is probably longer than Silverchair's actual career in the United States, which is true. With so many of these things, you put in way more time often on the ones that aren't worth it. Like, the Bruce Springsteen jingles that I do take me like 30 seconds, whereas, something else like this one will take us 4 hours and three people will appreciate it. And then I sent out a photo of a book. Let me just make sure I get the title right here. Michelle was at the Jewish Community Center and saw a book that it's like something right out of Tony's bookshelf. The title is Born to Kvetch, Yiddish Language and Culture in All of Its Moods. And it's got a picture of a really cranky little Jew boy on the cover in a very traditional outfit. Anyway, Jordan Baker said that he gave a copy of that for somebody to bring to the book fair. And so that was actually his book that was there, which is awesome. Just such a small world. Then Gregory Triest says, is there a jingle based on Talking Heads Once in a Lifetime? If not, it seems like a perfect candidate. So Joe, Brad, John Fitzpatrick, maybe. There's a suggestion for you right there. I think that is a good song, not one that I know very well. So I open that up to you if you'd like to take a crack at that one. And then in a similar vein, I got a note from Headliner. It says, Jerry, watching Fiddler on the Roof, the first song Tradition, sung by Topol, is perfect for a TK jingle. References galore. And it's funny because Brad Weiss had just done one a few days before that. So people send in ideas and thoughts all the time. And I encourage you, go to tkjingles.com. I really do want to get these suggestions. But oftentimes, if you have an idea about something that would be funny, somebody has either put an idea out there or is working on it or has done something, go check it out and see if it's there. And you probably, like, you know, headliner there loved it, loved Brad's thing. He thought it was brilliant. And that was just what he had in mind. So it was great. Good connection. And then lastly, a note from Jonathan Conrad about the one-year anniversary of the podcast. He says, the music and podcast have been constant, dependable sources of laughter and memories. So thank you, Jonathan. And thank you all if you're still listening 40 minutes in here. I really enjoyed doing this, and hopefully we'll do it for a while. So stay tuned for the Kickstarter. We're going to be getting together in this summer and having a lot of fun singing these stupid songs live. So stay tuned.
Cause those crab cakes look beautiful, and I really, really love her taste, but I die. I'm allergic to shellfish. The shrimp scampi look pretty good too, but it'll give me a puffy face, then I die. I'm allergic to shellfish.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. Gonna read some for all you folks.